Amen. Amen. Glory be to God forevermore. Well, you may be seated. Amen. It's good to see all of y'all this morning. Looking sharp, looking good. Amen. Punch your neighbor. Say you look great this morning. Amen. Oh, we took up offering, huh?
Yes, sir.
Will you take that back there, please? I forgot. Sir. I was like, what is this envelope? I forgot to put it in the box. That's why. All right. Moving right along. Amen. Amen. It really is good to see y'all. Don't miss the family meeting, please. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory be to God forevermore. Amen. This thing, I'm going to get rid of it. There. Now we're fine. I just got to fix it. It was crooked. Whew, I'm better now. I was a little cocky. It wasn't straight. Man, just you see it and you're like, oh, I want to touch it. All right, but we're back. Amen. Amen. It really is. It's good to see all y'all this morning. Amen. It really is. Don't forget, obviously, the food in the back after church. If you're a member, even if you're not a member, and if you like, well, I didn't bring any money. I didn't know it was going to happen. That's all right. I promise. If you want some food, go ahead and grab some.
Yes,
amen. We're not here to just not be able to be a blessing to nobody.
Amen.
I know there was times when I was like, oh, that was today. And they was like, well, if you go ahead and grab some. I was like, oh, thank you. Appreciate that because I really forgot, you know. Or if you didn't know. So it's fine. Go ahead and grab some food if you want some food. Amen. It'll be all right. I promise you. Amen. We sounding better now? We good?
Yes.
Amen. Let me grab that one right there, please. Oh, my iPad. I'm going to need that. Amen. I'm going to go ahead and pray. We'll get started. Father God, we love, thank you, praise you, and magnify your holy name.
Yes.
I thank you, Father God. Not my will. Not my will, but your will be done this morning. And make my tongue as the pen of a ready writer, bringing forth out of me, Father God, everything that you would have for this congregation, but not only for them, Father, but also for myself. That a way I can be able to just feed my faith, but grow by your word. Grow by the standards of your word, Father God. Not by the standards of this world, but by the standards of your word. And I thank you for it. In the mighty name of Jesus, everybody agreed.
Amen.
What's going on with the mics? Do we know? Nothing? Amen. Well, we can get together as a group later and pray and ask the Holy Ghost to figure it out for us. That way we ain't got to continually scratch our heads about it. Amen?
Amen.
Not if he's sent here to be our helper and our guide. If that's the case, he's going to help us in our everyday life, not just in what we think he should help us in. That's everything. You know, I worked for my parents, obviously, growing up there for a while. Excuse me. And my dad, they ended up getting some business, the concrete business. We worked there. But then they got a sand plant. They needed sand for concrete, right? So they ended up getting a sand plant. And it had this barge. Is on the Arkansas River. It's got a barge. It's got a motor on it. It runs off propane. And you got this big arm that sticks out like this, like, I want to say an elephant's trunk, but it's way out there, pretty good ways. And so you got to prime this motor up and everything, get it going, and then you got to start sucking the sand out. It shoots it up through a deal, up into a chute, and that's how we get the sand out, right?
Yes, sir.
Well, it'd just be me down there by myself, and sometimes either the packing would be messed up or something would be wrong. And the first thing my dad would say, if he shows up and I'm just sitting there looking at the motor, he'll be like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Not paying you to sit here and stare at nothing. If you know my dad, that's just, anybody should be like that. We shouldn't be sitting there on any job just staring at stuff if we're getting paid.
Yeah,
amen. Should have got a better amen than that. Moving right along. But he'd be like, well, why didn't you ask the Holy Ghost? So he showed us a long time ago, look, you need to rely on him. If you don't know what's going on with it, ask the Holy Ghost. He'll let you know what's going on. That way you can fix it and you're not just sitting here doing nothing. I said, all right. And so we got really good at it. Yes, amen. Amen. Holy Ghost helps us. He'll help us in everything.
Yes.
Seriously, if you ask him, oh, God, what is this? Or how do I fix this? Or what's going on with this?
Yes.
And you just spend time with him. He'll let you know real fast.
Yes,
amen. I said amen.
Amen.
Amen. So we didn't get to just sit around. Amen. If you know my dad, that was never the case anyways. But growing up, we worked hard, which that's a good trait to have.
Yes, sir.
It's not to work to death, though.
No.
Don't get us wrong. But it was always, you work hard, you play hard.
Yeah.
Amen. And so he'd always take us fishing and hunting and doing things.
Yeah.
He said, look, we got some work to do, but we get it done, we can go play afterwards.
Amen.
Let's do it. So we get after it. Not only that, he had enough kids to bait a trot line. So it didn't take us that long, right? Anybody not know what a trot line is? Hopefully, you don't know. It's catch fish on. You put a string of rope across a river. You put a bunch of lines on it with hooks and then put bait on it. And catfish and stuff will swim along, grab it. So you ain't even got to sit out there. You just do it overnight.
Yeah.
Come back the next day in a boat. You just pull up the line. Oh, yeah, we got some on there. Just go down through there, throwing them in the boat. That's a trot line. Got nothing to do with the sermon at all. Move right along. In case you was wondering, now you know how to do it. I shouldn't say that because I don't know what y'all's rules are here yet about the trot line and fishing. So don't be like, well, he said I could. No, I didn't. Right? I mean, if you call me, I could probably come get you out of jail. I'm joking. Amen. Amen. I think we're going to talk a little bit about reacting versus responding.
Amen.
Are we reacting or are we responding?
Amen.
Because in everything, we can either react to things or we can respond to them, right? And that's in everything. So I actually looked up a bunch of definitions for reacting and responding. I got a lot. Well, quite a few, so I'm going to just kind of start reading them to you. Responses are more thoughtful. When you respond, you first explore in your mind the possible outcomes of your reply before saying a word.
Amen.
See, that right there, that lost me whenever I read that. Because a lot of times, whenever, somebody at work or your spouse, hey, what were you doing today? What do you mean? I was working. What are you doing today? See, we don't even think about a response. She might just want to know what my day was like.
Right.
Amen. Amen. Y'all okay? Y'all all right? Y'all looking at me kind of funny already. Y'all good? Amen. You know, people at work, are we actually thinking things out before we're responding?
Yeah.
Or are we just wanting to hit somebody real quick with something? Well, did you not hear what they said to me? See, we don't want to be put down.
Yeah.
We don't want to be talked down to. Yeah. Nobody likes that.
Yes. No,
sir. Right?
That's right.
Nobody does, as far as I know. I know I don't like it.
Yeah.
That's right.
But I do have to watch my words.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Because I know it'll be able to affect my bank account and my health.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Amen.
Amen. That's right.
Man. So if I'm just always reacting to things and not responding correctly, it's a detriment to myself, not to the person I'm speaking to.
Yes,
that's right.
You know, if it's hateful words, yeah, it will affect them. Or if it's my wife and I'm talking ignorant to her, yeah, it's going to affect her.
Mm-hmm.
It'll hurt her. And why would I want to hurt? Why would I marry somebody that I would want to talk down to and hurt every single day?
Amen.
Amen.
What's the point in that?
Amen.
Amen. Okay. Possible outcomes before we're saying a word. Amen. We may weigh the pros and cons and consider what would be best for ourselves and others in the situation. See, the response is always consider the best outcome for the other person.
Amen.
Not yourself.
Amen.
See, a response will always consider how is this going to affect them.
Yes.
Amen.
See, it sounds a lot like you're not being thinking about yourself. What's the other word?
Selfish.
Self-centered, yeah.
Yeah.
You're thinking more about the other person.
Yes. Amen.
You know, I heard, obviously it's Brother Hagin, but I heard him say, you know, love always thinks about how it's going to affect the other person. What's it going to do to the other person?
Yeah.
The words that I'm about to say. How is it going to affect them? Will it affect them? Will it encourage them? Or will it just, you know, destroy them, break them down, talk bad against them? Will it make them feel, you know, small? See, love's not like that either, if you think about it. Love will always take on and not put out. Love will always be able to just let you talk how you want to talk to me.
Yeah.
Y'all remember that his brother Hagin's, I believe it was his aunt, whenever his mom passed away, I forget who passed away, but he went to the funeral, and or they was at the house. It was his grandma. Thank you. So it was his grandma. And so he went to the house for his mom because his mom wasn't doing really well. And he went there and his aunt just came up to him, got in his face, and just started just talking him up and down. And when I say that, I don't mean in a very good way.
Right.
Just going at it tooth and toenail.
Yeah.
And he said, I just stood there, you know, just didn't say a word. See, that would have lost a lot of us right there.
Yes, sir.
First off, who you really think you're talking to in my face right now?
Yeah.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Amen. But he said he just stood there, just looked with love at her, just looked at her, and she is just going on. He said, and then a few minutes of her just ranting and raving, she just kind of calmed down and looked at me and said, you know what? Please pray for us. We're not doing too good right now. Whole demeanor changed.
Yes. Amen.
But I wonder if he would have spoke or reacted to it instead of responding to it.
Yeah.
See, a response doesn't always have to be a word.
Right.
Yeah.
Amen. That was good.
Amen. Amen.
Responses are more like, it changed her whole demeanor. She shut up immediately and started just pray for us. Please, we're not doing good. We need Jesus. He's like, I know, you know, amen. But it's funny how he didn't have to say nothing. But just looked at her and just let her do what she needed to do, what she thought she needed to do.
Amen.
Just looked at her with love and not in anger.
Amen.
Amen. Just looked at her with love and just let her do what, you know, she might be going through something, which
yes.
Her mom just passed. So she kind of is, you know.
Yes.
So emotions are just running a little wild right now. She might not have meant it or she might have. I'm not sure. But I know that just being able to look at her in love, it changed everything that she was doing at that moment. Amen. Responses are more like the well-trained and well-behaved dog who comes when you call him. Amen. Reactions are instinctual. I think I got that word out right. I hope I did.
Yes,
does it sound right?
Yes.
All right. We're doing good this morning.
Amen.
Yeah, man. Amen. Reactions... I don't want to try to say it again. Reactions are that word and stem from the subconscious mind.
Yes.
There's no filtering process when you react in a situation.
Amen. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, man. Let's talk about that one, huh?
Amen.
Well, you don't have no filter. Look, I just tell it how it is. Do you? There's a difference in telling it how it is and responding in love to help somebody.
That's right.
Can I tell that story of us going to Vegas?
Yeah, go ahead.
Is it all right?
Yes,
thank you.
Yes, sir.
Put you on the spot since I asked you in the audience, you know, put the pressure on you, not me. So we're driving. This was a few years ago. And we're driving along and we're talking about houses and things like that and just different things. And I wasn't being mean. I truly was not being mean because I wasn't thinking mean or anything at all. I'm serious. I'm being 100% sure.
Amen.
And I just said, you know, Brother Clint, you think too small, man. And we just kept going, you know, driving. And we continued to talk. But I didn't know it, but he wanted to throw me out of the car when I said that.
He responded well.
He responded well, right? But see, I didn't speak it in hate. I wasn't being mean. Like, you know, it's like when somebody's believing for something, and it might be a little big, and then somebody comes up, well, man, you need to get your faith up. Use your faith. What do you think I've been doing this whole time, first off? Don't come in here talking about faith to me. You ain't believing what I'm believing for. You don't know what's going on. You know what I'm saying? It's always easy to talk to somebody from over here on this side of the fence, looking in.
Yes, sir. Amen.
But I did it. I wasn't being mean. And we was just talking. That's all we was doing. We was really just talking. Not about anything. We was just talking. Just having a normal conversation, driving it. We was going to get fish, I think, or something like that. And we're just talking. And I said it was not being mean or hateful at all. Did it come out mean or hateful? You ain't got to lie. Did it?
Well, it wasn't you think too small. It was you're small-minded.
You're small-minded. Same difference. Right? moving along. Go ahead.
Can I add to
yeah,
that?
Go ahead. Please. Please, so I don't look bad.
I don't know if it's going to help. Okay, it will. So, Pastor Ricky and I have been, we've been friends since we met, I think, years ago before he was serving and I was barely serving. So, he's always served God, don't get me wrong, but here. So, when he said that, you got to understand how Pastor Ricky talks, and he's different now than he was. That's a few years back. And it's not so much that it wasn't filtered, but he just told it how it was then, and I was thinking small-minded. What he hasn't finished. Maybe he'll go on and tell you what I gave him afterwards. But
go ahead.
So apparently, I forgot about it, but I wrote him a letter. And Heather even had a part to do with that because I was mad about it. I didn't know how to take it. The old Clinton wanted to just open the door, say, have a good day. I think we were on the 15 freeway or whatever at that time. But I, you know what?
Yeah.
I'm glad he said it.
Yeah.
I'm glad he said it. So just because the way he said it doesn't sound as nice, that's how he talks. So I'll tell you that. Don't get offended. If it comes out Southern, don't. It's just how he's saying. Be careful with, oh, bless your heart, but the rest of it's good.
Amen. And then, actually, after that, didn't a few people say, tell you the same thing? Well, yeah, you're thinking too small.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
His wife and then another guy said that to him, too. And so he's like, oh, all right. So then he wasn't mad at me. You know, still probably mad at me, but the other ones, he's like, oh, okay. Right? You know.
By the end of the trip.
Amen. But, you know, sometimes it does feel like a shot to the face whenever somebody does say something that's helping us. Because Satan wants us to get mad at it. Because if he can get us get mad at a statement or a word that's going to help change our life for the better, if he can get us to get mad or offended at that, then we'll never be able to grow, receive that. Right? Because if we're mad and offended, well, now we're kind of holding a grudge.
Yes.
Now we don't want to listen to anything you got to say because you already made me mad.
Yes.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. And God doesn't want us to do without. I don't know if you know that or not,
Amen.
But you should. He doesn't. Amen.
Right.
So it's not filtered, right?
Right.
It's not. There's no filtering. There's no filtering process when you react in a situation. You're running on autopilot.
Yes.
Oh, amen.
That's a bad place to run on.
Yes, sir.
Amen. It really is. When you react, you do and say things without thinking first and don't consider the implications of what you do or say. You just react. Can you believe that they fired me at work? Well, what'd you do? Well, I yelled at my boss. Well, probably should have fired you. Well, you don't know what he said. I understand that. He is old jefe there, though. Let's be honest. That means the boss.
Amen.
And, you know, he's probably not saved.
Amen.
But we've been walking around the job site telling them we're saved for the last 3 years, 6 years, you know, inviting them to church. Then all of a sudden they had a bad day, and they take it out on us a little bit. And so instead of responding correctly, we just react.
Amen.
You know, because nobody's going to talk to me like that.
Amen. Yeah. Amen. That's right.
And don't get me wrong. The Bible doesn't say walk around and just let everybody trample on you.
That's right. That's
yeah.
right.
Yes,
amen. Amen. So I'm not up here saying just walk around and let everybody trample on you.
No, sir.
Come on, Pastor.
Amen.
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 Amen. Reactions are like a puppy who hasn't been trained. That urinated puppy is going to bark at every dog it sees, jump at every passing neighbor, and then he'll eat your dinner as soon as he sees it. If that is not a picture of my in-law's old dog. Son. There for a while, I thought that dog was from Satan. Not gonna lie to y'all. That dog, ooh, just see that dog, the hair on my neck just come up. I'm ready to fight. That dog, y'all just don't know though, man.
Amen.
Amen. You know? there was a couple that used to go here. They moved to Phoenix now. they was watching her for them a couple days once. And so he got a brisket.
Oh, no.
Yeah, warmed it back up, got it set out on the table for everybody, went back into the kitchen to grab something. Grabbed it, turned around, come back, just sees her in the corner going like that. He looks at the table, gone. See, we'd had to come to Jesus meeting right then. I ain't going to lie to you. Autopilot would have been kicked in. Son, I don't know why I told you that story. Look, y'all keep getting me sidetracked. We ain't even got to the scripture yet. The key is not to allow your reactions to overshadow your responses.
Amen.
Amen. The key is to not allow your reactions to overshadow your responses. Reacting is emotional, amen, and responding is emotional intelligence. Amen. React is when your emotions hijack your responses. Amen. Reacting is when your emotions hijack your responses and you're acting without thinking and doing the first thing that comes to your mind. Amen.
Amen.
Your usual way of approach, etc., all do not matter. You are acting on instinct and on emotion.
Yes.
When we react, that's what we're doing. Yes. Everything that we know goes out the window.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
How many times have we reacted, though? Can you think? You know, yeah.
Amen.
A lot. You know, even in my life, I've done it quite a bit. Well, I had to tell Chelsea sorry a little bit ago at office because my charger wasn't in there, and I know it was at the house. And I was like, look, this is my charger. It goes in my desk. That way if my iPad's dying, you know, I got a charger. I go in there to charge my iPad, no charger. I'm like, where's the charger? Chelsea took it home. See, automatically.
Yeah.
Yeah. Always already assuming somebody else did it.
Yes.
Not me.
Amen. Mm. Ah, glory. Amen.
See, I was reacting. See, everything I knew went out the window.
Yes. Amen.
And I allowed my emotions to take over.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen. That's pretty good. Responding is taking a deep breath to calm down and think for a moment and letting the emotion pass.
Yes.
Amen. Responding is taking a deep breath to calm down, think for a moment, and letting the emotions pass. Amen. And then it decides how to respond to the situation. See, it allows all that whole process to go. And then it thinks about how to respond. Then it thinks, what's the best response for this, or what's the best way to handle this right now?
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Number one, that way I don't get myself in worse.
Yes.
You know, amen. Put your foot right in your mouth.
Oh, yeah.
You know, because reacting does that a lot.
Yes,
it'll put its foot right in its mouth.
Yeah.
And then you'll hear yourself saying it. You know, it sounds good in your head because you know, whenever somebody's speaking to you, you already got that answer right there, and it sounds awesome in your head, and then you just hammer away, and then you say it, and you go, "Whoo! I look like an idiot right now. I apologize. That was my fault."
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. Still good.
Yeah.
React typically comes from a place of anger and resentment.
Yes, sir.
Bitterness,
yes.
Assumption, and or fear.
I'm
going to read that again for the people in the back. No, I'm joking. React typically comes from a place of anger, resentment, bitterness, assumption, and or fear. Responding, it typically comes from a place of calm, peace, understanding. That's a good word, understanding.
Yes.
So me and Pastor Chelsea is able to talk to a good friend of ours, Minister Fred, and this was right before we got married, and he was talking to us, and he said, you know, in marriage, it's always better to, whenever, he said, don't just assume anything. He said, always seek to understand, then to be understood.
Amen.
Because, see, a lot of times, like, I'm not going to lie to you. Me and Chelsea will say something to each other. Won't mean, like, what she says sometimes, I'll think I know what she's talking about. Got nothing to do with what I thought at all.
Yeah.
So, see, I obviously did not understand a word she says.
Amen. Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
And so that's why it's good to seek to understand. What do you actually mean?
Right, yeah.
Because, see, whenever we get mad, we're assuming they're trying to, you know, stick us.
Right.
Yes, we're assuming they're trying to put us down.
Yes, sir.
Yes, that's right.
They're assuming that we don't do nothing around the house.
Yes, sir.
That's how we take it sometimes.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Just me? Okay, I'll talk to myself for a minute.
No, sir.
And so, he said, it's Miss Heather, too. That's fine. I got a couch you can sleep on, but what was I talking about? Oh, yeah. See, I didn't understand a word they said. She said. But once I find out, then I'm not just responding to it. Because a lot of times we don't understand what they're saying. They're coming from love, just wanting to know something, or just ask, or just have a conversation, because that's what grown-ups do. I don't know if some of y'all know that.
Amen.
I just learned that not that long ago.
Amen.
Apparently we talk to each other. All right? So they just might want to have a conversation. That's it.
Amen.
But see, I'm just assuming that you're trying to tell me I don't do nothing around the house. And so now I'm reacting.
Yeah, that's right. Amen.
So I didn't understand a word she said.
Amen.
And now a fight just snowballed out of that.
Yes, sir.
And that's exactly what Satan wants. He doesn't want a house full of peace.
No.
He doesn't want a house full of understanding and love.
Yes. Amen.
Mm-mm. Amen. Mm-mm. He's got to have chaos, or as Dr. Rip, my dad says, choaz. You'll get it later. Amen. Chaos in the house everywhere. Yep. Hatred.
Amen.
Because see, now I can divide this house.
Yes, sir.
Now I can make them split up and create a bad childhood things for the kids. Now I can start affecting the family down the line.
Yes.
See, that he doesn't just have you in mind. He's got your whole generation in mind.
Amen.
He wants to not just destroy you, but everything about you and your generation.
Yes, sir.
But if we learn, if we're paying attention, nah, we're not ignorant, Satan. We know what you're doing.
Yes, sir. Amen.
You know, I just need to step back a lot of times, just cool down and think about it before I just respond.
Amen.
Right? Or react, I mean. And respond correctly to it.
Yes.
Right?
Amen.
Responding typically comes from a place of calm, peace, understanding, sympathy. This next word's a good one. Forgiveness.
Amen.
And understanding, which understanding was in there twice, huh? But forgiveness.
Amen.
Being able to say, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Being able to say, okay.
Yes, sir. Amen.
Amen?
Amen.
And you know, I'm not just talking about our spouses, right?
Right. Yes, sir. Amen.
Man, that's anybody.
Amen.
I've had to do it at work. Just last week. No, I'm joking. but it was last month. I was just going with it. It was a few months ago. There was some stuff going on and things. And well, I got mad, I guess, just best way to say it. There was some things going on. Didn't like how it was handled because they put me in the middle of it. And so I reacted and got a little mad and invited them. Outside, maybe. Maybe not. I'm not going to tell you. No, I'm joking. But I didn't handle that situation correctly at all.
Yeah.
Guess what I had to do about an hour or two later?
Yeah. Apologize. You know,
which makes it, oh, man. That right there just humbled you down.
Yeah,
especially
sir.
When you're wanting to fight them just not that long ago.
Yeah.
And now you got to come up to them and say, look, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I
Amen.
Acted stupid.
Yeah.
Amen. I know I've told you I'm a Christian. I am.
Yeah.
I shouldn't have acted like that.
Mm-hmm.
Christians don't act like that.
Yes.
Yeah. Amen.
Should have got a better amen out of you than that.
Amen.
Man. Once again, I'm not talking about letting people trample all over you and
right.
walk
no,
all
sir.
Over you.
Yeah.
Amen. Everybody yes. understand that?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I don't want you to think that I'm making it seem like that, because we're not to be walked on.
No, sir.
We won't be walked on. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. God won't allow it, but he'll allow it if we allow it. Amen?
Yes.
Usually is controlled and non-judgmental and is well thought out.
Yes, sir.
It's usually controlled and non-judgmental and well thought out. Amen. Let's go to Mark 5, please. Cannot believe the time. Yeah, go to Mark 5, please. Mark 5. We'll start about verse 35, I believe. I thought that was my phone. Whew. I was like, I forgot to put it on vibrate again. Mark 5, verse 35. We'll read out the Passion and the Amplified. We'll start with the Passion first, though, please. Mark 5, 35, the Passion. Yeah, we spoke about this a few months ago as well. 35, and before he had finished speaking, everybody there?
Yes.
All right, amen. And before he had finished speaking, people arrived from Jairus' house and pushed through the crowd to give Jairus the news. There's no need to trouble the master any longer. Your daughter has what?
Died.
But Jesus refused to listen to what they were told. Amen. And said to the Jewish official, what?
Don't yield to fear.
All you need to do is to keep on what?
Believing.
Amen. So see, his response was right on. You know that? Because they came there because Satan wanted to infect the atmosphere with fear.
Yes, sir.
Because fear, you can't get anything accomplished. Fear just stops you in your tracks. Right?
Yes, sir.
Fear is fear. Fear just sits there. Fear is dead. Yes. Nothing. Right? But Jesus responded to it. He said, look, because he probably saw Jairus' face.
Yes, sir.
Because you know, as a parent, and you know your daughter ain't doing good. But I heard there's a man of God over here that can heal her. I'm going to go get her. I'll be back in a minute.
Stay on.
Goes on. And then goes to get the daughter, right? Or Jesus, walking back. Already had to spend some time there with the woman with the issue of blood, right? Because after she touched Jesus' garment, he said, who touched me? And then he asked her, you know, she started giving her testimony pretty much because it said that she's talked about it, right?
Yes.
And if anybody knows, women can talk. Not long. Maybe longer than some guys. We'll put it that way. Not longer, I guess. They have more details. Guys in details? Pah. Go down there where that donkey's at. Take a left. A woman, look, you're going to hit this dirt road. You're going to hit about 14 bumps, but there's going to be one big bump at the end. The big bump, you go about 50 more yards, you're going to see a sign on the right-hand side. Don't go that way. Go past that one. Then you'll see a cactus on the right-hand side. Don't go down there either. So you're going to go a little bit more. You're going to go through a puddle of water. All right, so I hope you didn't wash your car. I washed my car the other day, and I went through it. And then I had to rewash it all over again. So, after I got done doing all that, I had to wash it. It took me like 3 hours. But anyway, so you go through the water. Right? No? Bad illustration? I'm going to spit water. I thought it sounded pretty good myself. Oh man. The reason I said the donkey, because we was over in Iraq, and there was some gunshots or something about to go on, and we had to shoot down there, and they was like, well, where's it at? And the instructions we got was, you're going to see a donkey by the side of the road, turn there. All right. That's the instruction. So we made it, obviously. But we was like, a donkey butt? That's the best thing they could come up with? All right. Anyways, what was I talking about? Again, y'all got me sidetracked with the...
Details.
Yeah, details. Yes, ma'am. Oh, yeah, Jairus. There he was. Yeah, yeah. And so he had to sit through all that. I'm not being mean or anything, but he had to sit there. But he knows his daughter is at the house.
Uh-huh.
At the edge of death.
Yes.
Uh-huh. And he's sitting there patiently.
Yes.
And so probably his demeanor might be kind of changing a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Because that's his daughter.
Yes, sir.
I don't know if it's his only daughter. It doesn't say. Right?
correct.
But still, it's his daughter. And he knows this is the point of death right here. And so she got done talking. He's like, oh, thank God, we're going to go. And so they go to start walking. All of a sudden, hey, don't worry. Don't bother Jesus anymore. She's dead. And his face probably just dropped. Because it's his daughter.
Yes, sir.
It's his daughter. But Jesus probably saw the look on his face, said, hey, don't fear. Don't fear. Don't worry about it. Mm-hmm. See, Jesus didn't take into account what they said.
Amen.
And see, whenever we respond, we're not really taking into account what people are doing or speaking against us or how they're talking to us.
Amen.
So he just refused what they said. I don't want to hear what y'all got to say. I understand what you're saying, but it doesn't change the outcome that we're going after.
Amen.
Right? And so whenever we're responding, we ought to be able to, you know, kind of change it a little bit. Not just always react to things.
Right?
Yes. Right? Yes. Because it will change the entire outcome of things.
Right.
It will.
Yes. Amen.
Yes. And so they go along, right? Where's my notes? I looked up refused in a few different definitions. One of them was refused is indicated that one is not willing to accept something. Right, or not accept something offered. Amen. And then Satan, obviously, he's always trying to offer sickness, strife, hatred, depression. Amen. If we don't have to accept it, though, correct? Amen. And then the Noah Webster, it says refused. It says denied, rejected, and not accepted. Amen.
Yes.
Denied, rejected, and not accepted. So he didn't accept anything that they said.
Yeah.
He rejected what they said. See, it's like going to the doctor telling you something, instead of just reacting to it, well, man, that just goes in my family line. You know, I'm probably going to die with it too.
Yeah.
No. See, that's a reaction.
Yes, sir. Yes, amen.
But a responding, regardless of what the doctor said, although it might be tough.
Yes. Amen.
Amen. Satan wants to kill us, but he can't. I said he can't.
Amen.
I said he can't.
Amen.
Amen. Although it might be tough, being able to compose yourself. Yesterday, we was able to go on a hike with the girls are in Taekwondo. And so they did a hike and we was able to help them out and stuff. And so we went with them to help them. And didn't know it was going to be from 8 in the morning till 9:30 at night. But we made it.
Amen.
Right? So we get over there. And it's for somebody to sit. Let me just say this. For somebody to say there's nothing to do here is somebody that just sits on their couch and watches TV all day. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. There's so many things that you can do out here in this desert. It's amazing and beautiful. You should have seen the thing we went to yesterday. Never seen nothing like it my entire life. We had to like rappel down and then get on a ladder. And then we had to go down two more ladders. And it's just down in this big canyon. Chelsea's got some great pictures. It was beautiful. Craziest thing I ever seen. I was like out in the desert. But anyways, there's this one kid, so you had to grab a rope and walk backwards, kind of, you know, safely. They put a little harness around the smaller ones. And you kind of had to walk down the side of this mountain with a rope, and then you kind of had to feel with your foot because that first, where the ladder's at, it's kind of a long ways. But there's this one kid, I won't forget him. He was a smaller kid, terrified. I could see it in his face.
Yeah.
Terrified. But they didn't want anybody not to be able to go down there and see it.
Right.
They wanted to teach them how to overcome their fears, which is excellent, really is,
Amen.
Not to allow them just to be afraid of everything.
Yeah.
And to overcome your fears and to show them, look, it's possible. You ain't got to allow your fears to dictate to you what you can do.
Right.
Amen. But this one little kid, he got on it. They put the harness on him, and they was like, look, lean back. This rope, the harness that we have on you, we will not let you fall. You're on here. You're snug. It's not going to fall.
Yeah.
lean back.
Yeah.
But he just didn't have faith in it.
Yeah. Amen.
He didn't trust it.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen. So, but he had tried to get going, but he'd kind of get froze, terrified. And so I'm kind of just sitting there watching, and it's interesting too. There was three people there, and so all three of them was trying to coach him. Made it confusing.
Yeah.
That's what Satan wants to do.
Yeah.
See, God will tell you to do something, and be like, "Well, did he say that? I think he meant this."
Amen.
Amen. But that kid actually listened to one person, did a good job.
Yeah.
Although all these people are trying to coach him too. Amen. Amen. That's how we need to be.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Yes.
Amen. Anyways, I looked down at him, you know, and he's trying. And this went on for a little while. It really did. Not getting mad at him. You know, they're just trying to help him get down there safely, which is good, and to overcome his fear. But I looked down at him. The kid had tears running down his face.
Yeah.
There wasn't being mean. He was just scared.
Yeah.
Just fearful.
Yeah.
But he kept going.
That's right.
Yes.
See, a lot of times, like what I was saying about the doctor, you know, it might be hard.
Yes, sir.
But don't just react to it.
Yeah.
See, that kid could have got real mad, said, "This is stupid anyways. I ain't going." Y'all get what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah.
See, when a doctor says something, if we don't like it, or anybody, or somebody calls, "Hey, we're taking your house. Hey, we're taking your vehicle. Hey, you're fired."
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever it is. How are we responding to it?
Yeah. Yes.
You know, and it might be hard. We might have tears running down our face.
Yeah.
But it doesn't mean we have to react to it.
No.
Yes.
We can compose ourselves.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
We can get ourselves together.
That's right.
And don't call somebody that's going to have a pity party with you.
No.
Amen.
Don't call somebody that's just going to talk about whatever the other person did.
Right. Yeah. Amen.
Amen.
Because at that moment, you don't need strife or anger.
No. That's right.
Or you know, talking about other people in your life right then.
No.
You don't. You need an answer.
Yes, sir.
Uh-huh.
Amen?
Yes.
Amen.
And so, you know, even though we might have tears running down our face, we respond. We compose ourselves, get with somebody that'll help you.
Come on. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Say, "Look, I know it's hard, but we know what the Word says.
That's right.
I know this isn't the answer we was expecting, but that doesn't change the outcome of what we're believing."
Yes,
amen.
Right? Doesn't change anything about how we're going to continue to live our life and how we're going to continue to grow and to move forwards.
Amen.
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 That's how we need to respond. We don't need to react and just get mad about things and quit and say, "Well, that stuff doesn't work anyways." No, it does work.
Amen.
I said it does work.
Yes. Amen.
The Bible's always worked.
Yes. Amen.
Always. And it'll continue to work.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Amen. Let's read it out of the Amplified real fast, please. Verse 35, it says, "While he was still speaking, there came some from the ruler's house who said to Jairus, 'Your daughter has died. Why bother and distress the teacher any further?'" And then it says, "Overhearing, but what?
Ignoring what they said."
Mm-hmm. You got to learn how to do that.
Amen.
All of us have to learn how to do that.
Yeah.
Yes.
See, because if I would have ignored it, how that stuff went on at work a few months ago, I wouldn't have been the one down there.
Amen.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I know I said I'm a Christian. I really am. I shouldn't have wanted to fight you. Amen.
Yeah. Amen.
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 Yeah. You know, if we just ignoring it,
yeah.
Look. I know I've read what you said, but I don't know. I'd probably just need to walk away from it, to be honest with you. That'd be the best scenario for me. I don't know how you react to things.
Right.
I know how I do, so I know I don't need to put myself in those situations, or I just need to exit the opportunity quickly.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yes. Because, see, God gives us opportunities, and so does Satan.
Yes. Amen.
And he's wanting a reaction, not a response. See, God's wanting a response, but not a reaction.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Y'all okay?
Yes, sir.
Amen. Overhearing but ignoring. I looked up ignoring, and it says refuse to take notice of or acknowledge. And then disregard intentionally.
Yes, sir.
All right. And then another one I looked seen, it said refuse to acknowledge and to give little or no attention to. Amen. So whenever you do that, you're able to just ignore it. You're able not to give it more light than what it needs. I guess a better way to say it. More acknowledgement than what's there. Right? Because once we start reacting, now we're just really putting all the light on the situation of what's going on, and then pretty much how ignorant we are. Notice I said we. Right? Because, you know, even some guys at work came up to me afterwards like, man, you was really ready to fight, huh? You went from white to red that fast. Well, yeah, that's a great testimony to other people that aren't saved. I like you. You're a Christian, but fight. No, I shouldn't have did it. Once again, I'm not telling you to let people walk on you.
Yes.
I want y'all to understand that.
Amen.
Amen. Moving along. Look at the message real fast, please. While he was still talking, some people came from the leader's house and told him, your daughter is dead. Why bother the teacher what?
Anymore.
And then Jesus overheard what they were talking about and said to the leader, don't listen to them. Just trust who?
Me.
Amen. He permitted no one to go in with him except who? Amen. They entered the leader's house and pushed their way through the what?
Gossip. Looking for a story.
Looking for what?
A story.
And who?
Neighbors bring a casserole.
Jesus was abrupt. Why all this what?
Busybody bringing gossip.
This child isn't what? Amen. Interesting that he called what they were doing gossip. Because see, y'all are trying to tell this family that their daughter's dead. Y'all are gossiping.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Because what does the word say?
Amen.
Then so gossip, I looked it up in the Noah Webster, 1828, it says, one who runs from house to house, tattling and telling news. And then I looked it up in another one. It says, conversations or reports about other people, typically involving details that are not confirmed as being true.
Amen.
Amen.
See, Jesus went in there and said, look, what you're speaking, it's not truth.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. Right?
Yes, sir.
Because did she die?
No.
She did, but what happened?
She came back.
See, Jesus didn't see her as dead. Everybody else saw her as dead. Right. And whenever they saw her as dead, they spoke about what they saw.
Right.
See,
yes.
they started reacting to what they were seeing immediately. She's dead.
Yeah.
She's
yes,
dead,
sir.
She's dead. She's dead, she's dead, she's dead. Go tell him, don't even worry about Jesus. She's dead.
Yes, sir.
See, but Jesus, he didn't just react to it. He responded to it.
Yes.
How did he respond to it? He ignored everything that they were talking about.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Did we not just read that?
Yes, sir.
He ignored it, correct?
Yes.
He didn't allow what they said to dictate to him the situation that was really going on.
Amen.
Right?
Yes.
Amen. She lived and didn't die. Amen. Idle talk or rumor, especially about the about personal or private affairs of others. Oh, that was another definition, sorry. Go over to Matthew 12 real fast, please. Matthew 12, 26, 36. I've told y'all the story quite a few times now, but y'all remember Bishop Oedipo, right?
Yeah.
Whenever he came in from, well, his wife that morning, y'all remember? She saw the effects or the, yeah, I guess effects of a miscarriage because she was pregnant. And so she ended up going to the doctor that same day. Excuse me, doctor confirmed you had a miscarriage. She goes home. He finally comes in, sits down at the table. She goes, well, I got to tell you something. He said, all right, what's going on? And she said, I had a miscarriage. But he did not react to it and start, well, he just didn't react to it.
That's
right. Amen. The thing that he said was, it cannot happen. Yes. Pass me my food, please.
Right.
And they ended up having a baby.
Right. Amen.
Because see, a response will always get your answer.
Yes, sir.
A reaction will always put it off further.
Yeah.
Yes.
Amen.
Reaction will always keep your answer away from you. But a response will always get your answer to you.
That's good.
Amen.
Man. Where'd I tell you to go? It's a good place. Yeah, 36. Okay, good place. Let's go there. Everybody there?
Yes, sir.
Let me get there. Hang on. Well, that's why, because I'm in Mark. I was like, that does not look right. Matthew 6, 36. I'm going to read it.
12, 36.
Yes, 12. I was like, that doesn't look right either. Let me get where y'all are at. Give me a minute, please. We'll get there eventually. Amen. I'm going to read it to you out of the Passion. It says, you can be sure of this. When the day of judgment comes, everyone will be held accountable for every careless word he has spoken. Every careless word, right? Another way to say it is every untrue word.
Yes.
Because if you read it in the Amplified and things, the Amplified, it'll say, but I tell you, on the day of judgment, men will have to give an account for every idle, inappropriate, non-working word they speak. Right?
Yes, sir.
Amen. And idle... It kind of went with the other one because it's non-working. It's like, it's non-working. It's a non-working word. And that's kind of what gossip is. It's a non-working word.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Because what they were saying was, she's dead. Non-working word.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sick. Well, my family line had this. I'll probably have it. That's a non-working word. Because the Bible says, not only that, Jesus went to the cross and took care of all of that.
Yes, sir.
And for us to say that what he took care of doesn't work in our life is a slap to his face.
Yeah.
Especially the pain. Any of y'all ever watched the movie The Passion?
Yes.
If you haven't, you should. And then watch what he goes through. That'll bring a whole new light to talking out of words.
Yeah. Amen.
Whole new light to it. Because of what he took, what he had to deal with to take away all the sickness that Satan would try to bring on each one of our lives.
Yes.
Or poverty, or hatred, anything. He took care of it and dealt with it that day.
Yes.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. I believe I'm going to quit because it's almost 12:30. We're right at, or 11:30. We'll get there. Amen. That way y'all will have a minute to kind of regroup. Amen. Maybe we'll finish this next Sunday. Father God, we love, thank you, praise you, magnify your holy name. Thank you, Father God, for another opportunity to be around like believers and to just, Father God, just meditate on your word. And thank you for your truths this morning. Hallelujah. I don't take them lightly. I don't. I thank you, Father God, I'll continue to grow from that. Amen. Thank you for helping me. Because there's quite a few things you said in there that really just helped me. Truly did. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father God. Amen. I truly do not take it lightly. I don't. Because it is just not, it's help for me. It is. That way I don't have to walk a defeated life. But I'll be able to walk a victorious life every single day. And Satan won't be able to have the upper hand. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. We thank you for it, praise you for it. In Jesus' name, everybody agreed, said amen.